Sleep apnea is a breathing disorder that affects as many as 15 million Americans. Those who suffer from it experience pauses in breathing while they're asleep. After a few seconds, they typically wake up gasping for breath. So in addition to apnea sufferers, there are also spouses and roommates of apnea sufferers who are suffering too. While we have long known that apnea is more common among obese people than among the general population, we now have what we're told is another risk factor, round-headedness. Joining us for member station WCPN in Cleveland is Dr. Mark Hans, who is chairman of orthodontics at Case Western Reserve School of Dentistry. Dr. Hans, how did you establish a link between having a round head and having apnea?
Well, we were looking for an anatomic risk factor for sleep apnea. So what we did, we identified 120 individuals, half of whom had sleep apnea and half of whom only snored but did not have apnea. We then x-rayed their heads and looked for different measurements of the size of the airway and also the shape of the head, and tried to use these measurements then to predict who might be apneic and who might just be a snorer. When we did this, we came up with what we called the craniofacial risk index, which is a sum of about 14 measurements. And when we use these 14 measurements, we can predict whether or not a new individual coming into this study has apnea or would be likely to have apnea or be likely just to be a snorer with about 75% accuracy.
Now, these measurements are not of fleshy tissue. They don't have to do with obesity at all. This is the actual structure of the skull, of the face.
Yes. We're looking at things like the distance of the hyoid bone, which is a bone in your throat, from the bottom of your lower jaw. The increase in that distance definitely increases your risk for having apnea. The other thing that we found surprisingly was someone with a head that's relatively wider and shorter from front to back tends to have more apnea than someone who has a longer and thinner head.
How much variety is there, by the way, between heads that are especially round and heads that are long? I mean, is there really that much of a difference in the population at large?
What we look at is the index. In other words, the length of the head from your forehead to the occiput or the back of the head, and then from side to side, from ear to ear. And we try to compute the ratio, and that actually is called the cranial index. And so the variation in sizes of head is great, and also in shapes of heads, up into, you know, as much as an inch.
So actually, this is something that people with the soft tape measure at home could actually, you know, they could check on at home. I'm sure lots of people tonight will take it out and just do a little bit of home measurement.
You could check on your cranial index, but a better approach if you think you might have sleep apnea is certainly to see your family doctor and to discuss your sleeping behavior. Because the number one symptom of sleep apnea is daytime tiredness.
Yes, people suffer because terrible fatigue from waking up all the time. But does this hold out any hope for them, or does it just explain the bones in your head, have made you more likely to have apnea?
Well, you certainly can't do anything about the shape of your head. But we're hoping that if we can determine that certain individuals are at more risk because of that, that we can either identify them earlier or we can design therapies that are customized for their particular brand of sleep apnea.
We were thinking here earlier of the Peanuts character, sort of Charlie Brown seemed to be.
Right. Today had Mr. Magoo. He sort of was the classic, as he was always snoring and falling asleep at work. And he had the round head.
So the round head was actually a pretty insightful touch there, Mr. Mayer.
Yes, it was.
Well, Dr. Hans, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you.
Mark Hans is the chairman of the orthodontics department at Case Western Reserve School of Dentistry. He was talking with us about apnea and round-headedness from member station WCPN in Cleveland.